is the CTM Top 40.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 29, Pretoria 30, Mahikeng 28. The funeral service of the slain Gauteng traffic warden Chesney Kepler is currently underway in Eldorado Park. Kepler was fatally shot on Boxing Day, allegedly by her police officer boyfriend, who has since been arrested. Gauteng Premier Pianza Lesufi is among the mourners at the funeral. Lebang Dashe reports.
Chesney Kepler's sister has remembered her as an empathetic and caring person whose impactful life will never be forgotten. Friends have described the slain 22-year-old as ever smiling and approachable. Gauteng Premier Banyaza Lesufi and Johannesburg Transport MMC Kenny Kunene are among the official present at the funeral service. Kepler's white coffin, adorned with a white wreath, stood at the front of the packed hall as mourners celebrated her life in song and prayer. Lebohang Dashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The N3 toll concession says very busy traffic conditions have been recorded on the N3 toll route between Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal. Spokesperson Tanya Dugra says 1,800 vehicles per hour were recorded on the northbound side to Gauteng and 1,200 vehicles per hour heading southbound toward KwaZulu-Natal were recorded during the day yesterday. She says this traffic pattern is expected to continue today and likely to increase further tomorrow.
Road users are reminded to please remain patient and alert while behind the wheel. High traffic volumes will likely result in congestion and delays along the route. Should it be required, law enforcement officials may implement traffic control interventions at strategic locations on the N3 toll route to manage the flow of traffic.
The Border Management Authority says it will continue to monitor the movement of holidaymakers to ensure the smooth return of travellers into South Africa through the Beitbridge border post in Masina Limpopo this weekend. Commissioner Mike Masiapato says yesterday they managed to process over 9,500 people who were crossing from Zimbabwe to South Africa. He says 70 individuals were intercepted while trying to enter the Republic illegally.
We do have a Manyika bypass where we process small vehicles. We also have an area where we process pedestrians and also those that are coming with buses as well as taxis. We have also reactivated our area for the scanning of all of the bags that the people are carrying into South Africa in order to ensure that we intercept any illegal things.
And South Korean investigators say they are close to finalizing the transcript of the cockpit voice recorder from a fatal plane crash that left 179 people dead last week. The recording may hold clues to the final moments of the flight, which was carrying 181 passengers and crew from Thailand to South Korea. The plane belly landed before slamming into a concrete barrier at the end of an airport runway. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoofdnieuwsdier. Die Gautengse premier woon die begrafenis van Gauteng verkeersbewaarder Chesney Kepler by.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye, and I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.